impact their housing. And, you know, a lot of our materials, our waste, or I mean, not our materials, our building materials, a lot of them are going to North Dakota, so we're feeling an impact even on our local town.
And that's what we're going to talk about. Just your observations, sure. What you do. It's a good plug for your business.
Absolutely.
And Tyson Wilson with an E-M.
With Mirror Image Environmental.
M?
Here. Yep. M-I-R-O-N-M-A-G-E.
We're recording, Jason.
We are recording?
Yep, so whenever you're ready now.
Environmental. Okay. Yep. Tyson Olson, Mirror Image Environmental Solutions. You're the Prez and CEO. It's hard to write.
Right.
These were some of the questions that we were going to ask, like the tech. Ask you about if it's a tech play, and you'll see what I mean by that. Unique. These are more for investors.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll kind of see where this goes. Okay. Michael, Mirror Image, Environment. Tyson, how are you doing today?
Excellent.
Tyson Olson, Mirror Image Environmental.
Correct.
Environmental Solution. Tell me about your company, Mirror Image Environmental Solutions.
So Mirror Image Environmental Solutions is obviously an environmental company. We focus on reducing the impact on the environment, obviously, through a few different verticals. Primarily, our first vertical we're involved in heavily is our field services. Do a lot of, remediation, spill response. We do a lot of tank cleaning. Chemistry is kind of our background, and so we're able to reduce the amount of time that it takes to clean tanks, and we try to manage the waste stream to where we can bulk waste streams, and then also at times treat waste streams to have less hazardous chemicals go into our landfills, and which also eventually has an impact somewhere down the line. The second vertical that we have is that we have a lubrication product or lineup of products. It's a metal conditioner that goes in various carriers, grease, and transmission fluids, and we actually are able to reduce grease consumption by about 50% with this current technology. And so that's a long discussion. I won't get into that much further. And then last but not least, we have a staffing solution where we provide trained manpower to come in and try to reduce OSHA recordable incidents, make sure that we're helping manage waste streams in the wash bay, which is where a lot of your gray water will go back into the city. We try to prevent any hazardous materials or contaminants go into that city land or the city waste streams. So we try to prevent all those things from happening. We try to help our customers as a solutions provider. Let's not wait till the accident happens. Let's prevent the accident from ever happening, and we can do that in their wash bays through some of the core competencies which we believe we have, which is chemistry knowledge.
Former Governor Ed Schaefer calls this a technology boom, not an oil boom, the Bakken. You mentioned your second point, technology is a big part of your business. So obviously you can see what he's talking about. Your comments on just how technology is allowing you to do your business.
Yeah, I mean, technology altogether, we've sought out two different technologies, one being our chemical that we clean with, number two being a metal conditioner that we've acquired the licensing to, and it's the heartbeat of our business. At the end of the day, we rely heavily on innovation and creation and technology, and we see it a lot with our customers, even the fracking industry. They're constantly improving their ability to also reduce the environmental footprint and the impact on the environment through using natural resources to actually go down and frack a well. And so, we're constantly seeing this improve, and I think that these companies are large enough and smart enough that they'll continue to get better over time. And I think the opportunity in terms of technology, we're seeing a lot of water treatment plays, and these people, they understand that in North Dakota particularly, hauling water is expensive, and so if they can refine and retreat and reuse water, You know, it's going to reduce the costs, and you know, it's going to drive, you know, it's going to drive the overall cost of price per barrel to pull it out of the ground. It's going to cause it to go down.
Mm-hmm. There's kind of a, I don't know if you want to call it a inside joke within the Bakken that welders and electricians are like gods out there. They're treated like demigods because they're so rare and they're so well needed out there. I would think that would be true with your industry as well, primarily because the EPA is such a dark shadow over the oil industry in perception, meaning that that's one of the things that could shut down the oil industry, much like the price of oil going up. How is it working within the parameters of the EPA, and what sort of relationship do you have there in terms of the environmental and the oil?
So we obviously understand the need for the environmental servicing companies. We feel like if there is anything that will shut the Bakken or oil and gas down, or fracking for that matter, it will be the EPA. And so what we try to do is we also try to bring solutions to our customers from the regulations of the EPA, and we try to do that through various tracking mechanisms and, you know, helping them to manage their waste streams properly so that, you know, the last thing that we want for us as a company is for anybody to shine a bright light on our customer because they were out of compliance in terms of the EPA, because at the end of the day, nobody wants negative press in their company, and everybody is trying to avoid it like the plague, and they're trying to avoid, you know, any spotlight on that situation. So our job as a solution provider is, and the thing that we do at different at Mirror Image that we feel other service providers in our same environmental space do, is that we actually go in with our customers and we try to shine bright light on what they are doing wrong, and then we work together to not just pigeonhole solutions or services to our customers. We work with them to come up with new strategies, and so we feel as an environmental company that we're also helping to forge the way that people stay compliant with the EPA.
Where are you from?
Bozeman, Montana.
A little bit of oil activity in Montana as far as trucks going through and that sort of thing. Have you noticed any changes in the last 5 years because of the Bakken and the inflow there?
Yeah, what we're seeing is a lot of, obviously a lot of transit, a lot of travel coming to and from, you know, states, you know, up in the Northwest. And they're bringing a lot of people down. A lot of people are traveling down, you know, where there's fewer jobs. There's
Washington, Idaho, that sort
of
thing.
Yes, yep, Washington, Idaho. And we're seeing a lot of those people coming through in transit. But what we're also seeing in our local community, I don't know how many miles exactly that we are from the Bakken, about a six-hour drive for us from Bozeman, Montana. But we're seeing that a lot of our building materials and a lot of those things are getting shipped out to North Dakota. And so it's actually creating opportunity and jobs, more jobs in our, you know, local environment, along with a lot of other surrounding towns, you know, within, you know, probably about 6 hour reach of Montana or of the Bakken. And so we're definitely feeling the impact. We're seeing a lot of people come in that want to have a nice community to live in and be able to commute and have family close enough by to where they feel like they can sustain a job and not be too far from home.
Are you seeing people move in as opposed to moving out to North Dakota or moving, that sort of thing? Is 6 hours away is close enough to?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, North Dakota is not the most glamorous place on the planet. You know, I mean, it is nice, and there's a lot of great local people. I think they feel like their space is being tread on, and you see a lot of those people move just far enough away that they too still are close to home. You know, but. I would hate to say that. I don't think there's many families that are just dying to get in North Dakota. I mean, it's not a. I think the environment will improve over time, but you know, the male to female ratio is so skewed that it's not an environment, in my opinion, for a family. It will be, but it's going to take a lot of infrastructure to where families feel like they can be safe in the Bakken, and I think that's an issue that will get resolved. It will resolve itself over the next couple of years.
You're in safety environment. This is not your forte, but I'd like to ask you about it anyways. Driving in the Bakken, your comments, given your background and your industry, I call it white knuckle driving.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. I mean, I've been on the roads. I've been on icy roads six different times in North Dakota, to the point where I avoid it entirely. But I've witnessed six fatalities on every trip that I've been at North Dakota in the wintertime. I've witnessed six fatalities, and you know, that's a staggering statistic for a guy that I've spent a lot of time in North Dakota. I try to avoid it, but I think it's the responsibility of the employer to make sure that, you know, we don't put our guys in a situation where, you know, when there is an icy road, you know, we've got to travel a great distance. You know, we need to respectfully notify our customers that we won't be showing up that day, because the last thing that anybody needs is a fatality. And it's the oil and gas industry. It's going to happen, but the roads are frightening. They really are, especially in the wintertime. A lot of just small hills and curves and a lot of people that are trying to get to and from their job and their work. And if they show up late and they try to pass somebody on a little hill and a semi, I mean, there's so many semis in the road, your chances of success in an accident in North Dakota are just about nil.
You know, the two lanes is not, and they're widening the roads, which is going to help the traffic out there immensely, but it is going to definitely take some time. And six fatalities is a lot for anyone to see in a lifetime, let alone, you know, just in a short period of time. Your company, how long has it been around?
We've been in business about 2.5 years is all, and we've grown very, very rapidly. We feel that is a result of, you know, being a solution provider, not a service provider. We feel that by working with our customers and driving solutions versus services, you know, it's been a breath of fresh air for our customers, and we feel like as we continue to do that, we'll continue to forge our business in a growing environment.
Has the Bakken allowed you to grow your business?
Yeah, I mean, we literally grew as fast as we possibly could handle, and we had to pull the reins back and lay a solid foundation. It makes no sense to get more business if you can't service the business that you have. And so we've pulled back, and we're just in the process of forecasting our sales and business development, and we'll be rolling that out here shortly.
Final question for Tyson Olson, Mirror Image Environmental Solutions. Any advice you might have for an entrepreneur going out into the Bakken, whether they're 22 years old, fresh out of school, or 65-year-old, a seasoned veteran?
Yeah, my suggestion would be that, you know, anybody that's looking for an opportunity, my absolute favorite thing about the North Dakota and the Bakken and oil and gas is that, you know, you can take a hardworking American out of any community and he can come to North Dakota and find a job and do well and find success. And I appreciate the people that are coming to North Dakota because they're typically just trying to provide for their families. And it's really humbling experience to watch people, you know, sleep in their cars and, you know, 30 to below weather. But as far as being an entrepreneur and taking a chance and an opportunity, I'm a small business, made in America story. I'm grateful for the opportunity out there, and I would say any entrepreneur looking for an opportunity, it's a great place to be.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
That was great stuff.
Yep.
If anyone else that you know wants to...
I'll keep my ears out. Yeah.
We'll be...